Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hey, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out to the Chris Miles Money Show today. Excited for the guest that we have on because I think you guys will love him to death. Before I do, just a reminder, if you've got questions, you've got show topics you want to have come up, or you say, hey, Chris, I would like to know what the heck I can do in my situation, shoot me an email, Chris, with a C-H, at moneyripples.com, and it's me. I actually answer my emails. Go figure. So shoot me an email. Let me know. Show topics or as well as questions for you personally. All right, so the person I want to introduce today is a guy by the name of Noah Rashida. So I've known Noah now for several years. We actually went back to the ballroom dance days. So, that's where I first met him, actually met his beautiful wife as well, even when I was there at that university, be able to get to know them and dance with them and have all kinds of fun. So I knew him on a more personal level. What's been really cool, though, is because of Facebook, you get to see people on a multifaceted level. And I got to see Noah more on a level where, seeing him as an entrepreneur and seeing him come up, which I always love. I get so excited when I see people that I didn't know as entrepreneurs first that became entrepreneurs, or maybe were already entrepreneurs, but I got to see them from that light because, that's why I've been for the last 14 years. So Noah, many of you may not know Noah, but you might know of his products. Some of you might know the eye stabilizer, which you use like for your phone to be able to get like that kind of like extended view. Plus you can do some really cool shots and things like that. Noah's really a photographer / serial entrepreneur / gadget junkie, you name it, not to mention traveler. I get jealous when I see half the things that he does. Just an amazing guy. Followed him for a while, stalked him, and he didn't even know it. Well, now he does because he's hearing this right now. In any case, love to welcome on Noah Rashida. Hey, Noah, how's it going, man?
Good. How are you, Chris?
Just amazing. Excited to have you on, man. It's been a while, and it kind of gives me an excuse to talk to you, too, so I always love that as well.
Yeah, it's always fun to catch up with someone from the old ballroom days.
For sure, yeah. It's awesome, yeah. Man, if you guys got to see Noah shake his hips one of these days, I'm just telling you, it's worth it. So Noah, tell our audience a little bit about yourself. Like, tell us kind of the path that you took. I mean, obviously you know about ballroom dancing, but since then, what led you down the path of being a photographer, really a serial entrepreneur, and doing what you do, and even developing this awesome product that you've got?
Yeah. So I guess I'd have to kind of go way back, but the mentality has always been just trying to do fun new things. And that mentality is what ultimately got me to where I am now. In college, I wanted to be a filmmaker. So I was studying multimedia communications technology. But of course, I watched somebody do ballroom once, and I was like, what is that? And how can I learn to do that? So that just seeking after learning new things is kind of what got me into ballroom. And I've always had that approach in life. My dad was an entrepreneur, so I always had the entrepreneur mentality. And after college, working in for an advertising agency doing traditional marketing, I was always thinking, it'd be fun to sell something. I can develop programs to help people sell their products, but I've never had my own product. And I just had that in the back of my mind. What started me on this journey specifically was playing at the park with my son, Ryko. He was almost two at the time, starting to learn to walk, all those important little milestones. He was our first son. And my parents wanted to be there capturing all of it with us, but they lived in Arizona and we were in Utah. So I caught myself using my phone all the time to try to capture these important little moments and these important little milestones in his life. And I wasn't happy with the quality of the footage I was capturing. This is when phones were still pretty new. I think it was the iPhone 3GS, the first iPhone that had a camera. So I'm thinking, how can I make my photos and videos better? And I'm at the park trying to lean the phone against a tree. I remember I was trying to lean it against something. That's when I got the idea, what if I could just truly treat my phone like I would a camera? I've got to be able to put it on a tripod. So I started brainstorming. Well, first I started searching for a solution, and there just wasn't any good solution to do it. So I ended up just designing my own, a spring-loaded mount that would allow me to attach the phone to a tripod. And then all of my old multimedia days gadget stuff started to kick back in. I started thinking all the cool things that I'm able to do on a camera, I could do on a phone if I have the right components. So I just started developing them with the intention of having like a side job, you know, and just I'll have a website and sell these. But what I didn't realize is how quickly they would grow and how popular they would become. And before I knew it, stores wanted to sell them. And what started as a side project turned into a full-time job for myself and others. And it's just kind of gone from there. I've had products sold in Walmart, AT&T Wireless. I have 15 different products I've developed now. And I continue to use them mostly for my original goal, to capture my important life experiences and be able to share them. But the cool thing is now these are products that are out there that allow others to do the same thing. It's been a fun journey.
That's awesome. I love it. And you've actually had some celebrities using that too, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been funny because, you know, unplanned, I've noticed different people. Rascal Flatts bought a bunch of our gear several years ago, and I noticed it on the order because of where it was headed. And then I contacted them, and they said, yeah, we use your stuff behind scenes or when we're on the their tour bus going around. He said, we're always capturing fun moments, but we didn't have a cool way to capture those, and now we do. So they were the first ones. There have been several bands in South America that have used my gear. I know Justin Bieber has purchased our gear. Quite a few, to be honest. It's been exciting to see every now and then who purchases this stuff.
How about YouTubers?
Yeah, a lot of YouTubers. And usually I can find those because we have software that's showing us when we're tagged on a video, and then you realize, oh, it's usually people that I didn't even know who they were, but they have so much traffic on their video that I think, oh, they must be YouTube celebrities, and sure enough, they are. So it's exciting to see how many people use it.
Why do you think that is? I mean, why do you think so many people are attracted to your product? I mean, like you said, it was kind of unintentional. It was a side thing, and all of a sudden it out of necessity became a full-time thing. Why do you think that is?
I think what was happening at the time, and it's still happening, is this transition to start using our phones as our dedicated cameras. I know when I was going through that transition, I as a gadget guy, I thought I've always kind of been a little bit on the forefront of adopting new technology. So when I turned in my traditional camcorder for home videos and just switched to the phone, I think I was a few months, maybe a year or so ahead of that becoming the mainstream trend. So it's allowed all of the products as we introduced them to always be kind of at the forefront. And I think that's exactly where everything, I mean, that's how it is now, obviously with the whole phenomenon of the selfie stick. You know, we went from just consuming media and content to creating it. Everybody's a media creator now, whether it's something as simple as a photo or just video clips that they're posting online on Instagram or Facebook. So I think most people are looking for a way to improve the quality of what they're capturing. So they start searching, and a simple search will lead you right to the iStabilizer brand of products, because if you're trying to do anything on a smartphone, you know, a tripod or a tripod adapter or a pole or a stabilizer, one of the many products that we create is one of the simplest, easiest ways to increase the quality of your photography or videography, at least on a smartphone.
Yeah. So is that something you already have out now? So you have some smartphone and iPhones, or is that something you're developing?
No, not developing the actual smartphone. We're just trying to develop the hardware that allows you to maximize the camera that's already on your smartphone. But, yeah, we have several products out there. The Stabilizer is a pretty new one. That one was when I was watching the iPhone 6S commercial, the keynote that Apple was giving to announce that phone. Halfway through, I noticed they were using one of our new gimbals. It was brand new. It had only been out a few months. And it was featured on their commercial, and I just had to pause and stare at it. I was like, yep, that's definitely ours. It was really exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's not bragging rights or anything, is it?
No.
Well, that's awesome, man. So what have you learned during this journey? I mean, what's really helped you develop as an entrepreneur? I mean, what's been some of your biggest lessons, both painful as well as rewarding?
I think on the rewarding side, one of the biggest lessons is realizing that you can figure it out as you go. I think there's the tendency to want to figure things out, have everything in place, and then go for it, because that minimizes any risks of it not working, when the reality is you just go for it and you kind of figure it out as you go. And a lot of the deals and positive things that have come through on this journey came through unexpectedly. They just happened because we were going for it, and then things develop and materialize. So that's kind of been a big lesson for me going forward, is you just go for it, and then the pieces fall into place. And then I think on as far as painful lessons, I think it would revolve around growth. You know, sometimes it's exciting to have a big deal come through where you think, I'm just going to go for it, and realize that growth for the sake of growth shouldn't be the goal. Healthy, steady growth is much better than explosive growth, because when you grow too fast, it makes it really difficult to manage that growth. And I think the biggest pains that I've experienced have all revolved around decisions that involved explosive growth rather than slow or steady, healthy growth. You know, getting into a really big deal with Walmart is exciting until 8 months down the road, they're like, we're going to pull this product because we want another product. And I'm not in a position to take all that inventory back. You know, those were the little things where you're like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't have gone after that deal. Painful lessons, but still valuable lessons.
Yeah, and lessons you probably wouldn't have known had you not gone through that process anyways and just went for it, right?
Right.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's one thing. It's interesting what I've noticed, too, in business. I mean, for example, how long have you been doing this business now?
5 years now. We started in 2010, so we're on our fifth year.
Awesome. And how long was it where you're saying, like, oh, crap, this is getting big? How long in?
So my strategy when I started was I didn't want to have to burden the company with the expense of having anyone, including myself, as an employee. I just wanted to be able to let the company grow. So the first almost full year, I still had a normal full-time job as a web developer, and I did this on the side. And somewhere around that first year mark, I made my first big decision to try to go to a trade show, and I had a booth at CES. I regretted it immediately because I thought, well, I don't have the money to go do that. Why am I doing that? This is just a side job. But they wouldn't let me out. So instead of losing the money, I thought, fine, I'll go and have a booth. And I'd say 6 hours into that show, I knew I was going to have to quit my job. There's so many new retailers coming and saying, okay, we want this in our store. And that was kind of the end of it being a side job and the beginning of it being a full-time job and hiring employees and just taking it to the next level.
And how was that, having to hire employees for the first time? Was that pretty scary?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, having this as a thing that you just do for yourself is one thing, but then once you start adding people and the responsibility goes up, because now it's like, well, I can't let any of this fail because I'm not the only one who depends on this anymore. So I hadn't anticipated that. But there's been tremendous reward too, because as things go well and as it grows, it's not just benefiting me anymore. It's benefiting everyone who's involved with the company. So it's exciting and a little more scary, but overall, it's fun to share the journey with someone else. It's not just my thing anymore.
That's right, yeah. It's kind of cool because now you start to become the person that's creating jobs. You're the person that's now actually building a real business, right?
Yeah.
And do you think you'd ever want to go back to the whole, you know, self-employed type of, you know, single, you know, you being the single full-time employee type of thing, being a solopreneur, do you think I'll ever do that again?
I don't know. I mean, if I'm being completely honest, there are days when I think, oh, that was easy. Why would I not want to just go back to that? But the majority of days, I think it would be really difficult to go back to that, because I'm so accustomed to the amount of freedom that I have now, where I can, you know, I've adopted new hobbies and adventure travel. And when I want to go do something, I can, and there's no restriction there. And it would be really hard to give up the sense of freedom that I have doing it all on my own versus going back and having to adhere to a schedule and all that stuff. But there are days when you think, oh, that might be convenient, because then I wouldn't have any of the risk, or I could go home and be done with work till the next day. You know, for entrepreneurs, it's like a 24-hour job. You go home and you're still working because you're always thinking about it.
Right. You obsess over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really do. Now, that's a funny thing I still run into today. People say, like, oh, it's going to be nice because, you know, I've got people that are working with me as well. And people say, oh, it's going to be so nice to have that. I'm like, you know, there's days I actually dream of going back to a full-time job. You know, like,
yeah.
So there's sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't have to think. I don't have to worry about marketing. I don't have to think about, you know, always forward thinking, always developing, always trying to perfect and improve. It's like, man, why can't I just go back to a job where the company was doing the thinking for me, you know? And so some people fantasize about going full time into a business or making their business big so they can have freedom. Sometimes, not every day, like you, some days I'm like, oh, remember the days when I could do this? Remember the days I didn't have to think as much? That was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. You know, if you were to give advice to any of our listeners here, I mean, people that have either just starting in business or people that have been in business a while, they're trying to find the extra fuel in their business right now, what advice would you give them?
I think probably the biggest advice would be if you're driven by something that you enjoy doing, the entrepreneurial spirit of it, of, you know, rather than I want more money or I want more freedom. If it's driven more by I want to enjoy what I'm doing more, then it's pretty safe. You just go for it. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like I have a quote here in my office from Richard Branson. It says, business opportunities are like the next bus. If you miss one, you just wait and grab the next one. And I think sometimes we have the tendency to hold on to these, to our ideas or to our overall strategy and think, okay, I'm not going to pull the trigger until everything lines up the way that it should. And because there's this fear that if it doesn't work, that was my missed opportunity, when the reality is, no, that was just an opportunity, but there are going to be others. So just go for it. And not spend so much time waiting for everything to be lined up perfectly, because that, I don't know that it ever does. You just go for it and you start figuring out as you go. So I think that would be my biggest advice to someone who's on the fence and deciding if they want to take the plunge and start something or do something is, yeah, just go for it. Cause you can figure it out as you go. Don't spend too much time waiting for everything to be in the right, thinking that it needs to be in the right place before you pull that trigger.
Yeah. Don't wait for every single planet to align to make it all perfect. And, you know, just go for it, especially if you've got a passion. And I love that you say that.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll tell people that the worst investments, the worst opportunities to take are the ones that are purely just money driven. You know, what I've noticed
right.
is that if you have a drive beyond the money, you tend to make the money show up much easier.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Noah, this has been fantastic. I appreciate your time today. Hey, for our listeners, what's your website?
iStabilizer.com. So it's just like iPhone. It's the letter I and then stabilizer.com. That's all of our smartphone and tablet accessories.
Perfect. Awesome. And how do you see entrepreneurs using it? How can they best use it?
You know, I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs using it to, whether it's filming their videos of themselves, you know, you can, a lot of times people are just using their phones now. So you can easily put your phone on a tripod and then interview yourself for your web content or whatever. We have a dolly that I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs who are making product videos. They use the dolly to do those like nice panning or tracking or 360 product videos. You can do that with your phone for with a very small budget, and that just increases the quality of the videos that you're putting out to promote your products or your services. So we see a lot of entrepreneurs using our stuff to avoid having to get the expensive nice gear for videography, because you can do it with your smartphone if you have the right gear.
That's awesome. I love it. So istabilizer.com, everybody, check it out. Great stuff, great products, and great person. And Noah, thank you so much for being on our call today or being on our podcast. You've been a wonderful guest.
Oh, thank you.
All right, everybody, you have a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.